Welcome to my weekly racing podcast, recorded on Monday morning, the 22nd of December. Now, looking back on the action at Ascot last Saturday, Rev de Civilla won the long walk hurdle for the third successive year, getting up to defeat the odds-on favourite Zarkanda, and joining other three times winners of this Grade 1 race for staying hurdlers, Big Bucks and Barracuda. The Ladbroke hurdle went to the Irish-trained Bayan. Well, the busy Christmas and New Year period is almost upon us, with some big races to be won and significant markers to be put down regarding the Cheltenham Festival in March and the Grand National Meeting in April. Two former winners of the Charlie Hall Chase at Wetherby, Slovenico Conti and Menorah, are prominent in the anti-post betting market for the feature race at Kempton Park on Boxing Day, the King George VI Chase, a race won last year by Slovenico Conti, who heads the market for a repeat win. The exciting Faheen can enhance his claims for the champion hurdle by landing the Christmas hurdle. On Saturday, the Welsh National takes pride of place at Chepstow, and last year's winner, Mountainous, is set to face the starter. The four-day Go Racing Yorkshire Winter Festival begins at Wetherby on Boxing Day, the start of 2 days racing at the West Yorkshire track. It's a 12:35 start on Boxing Day, with the feature race being the Roland Merrick Handicap Chase over 3 miles, offering prize money of £40,000. Cape Tribulation won this race 2 years ago and was third in last year's race for Moulton trainer Malcolm Jefferson. He's a likely contender again. Saturday's action at Wetherby is set to start at 12 o'clock, and the main race is the Castleford Handicap Chase over 2 miles. The action moves to Catterick on Sunday with a first race time of 1 o'clock and featuring a couple of handicap chases. Next Monday is the turn of Doncaster, starting at 10 past 12. The afternoon's programme on Town Moor features a new listed chase for mares, offering prize money of £30,000. Throughout the 4 days of the Go Racing Yorkshire Winter Festival, there'll be a preview in the winner's enclosure prior to racing, a race card competition to win an overnight stay at the Crown Hotel Bawtry, and tickets to Skybet Chase Day at Doncaster next month, along with a Find the Red Snowflake competition for young racegoers. At last week's Go Racing Yorkshire annual awards lunch, the Grey Gatsby took the Yorkshire Racehorse of the Year award in recognition of the colt winning the Dante Stakes at York, the French Derby and the Irish Champion Stakes, along with his second place in the Judmonts International Stakes at York. A wonderful testament to Hambledon trainer Kevin Ryan and his staff. A Merry Christmas to you all.